Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
In Edenvale on the R24 westbound, a crash near the N12 highway merge. All lanes are open, but there is a lot of queuing traffic. And then in Protea Glen on the N12, traffic lights aren't working at R558 Protea Glen exit. Please expect delays.
Action SA is joining the ANC, EFF and the ACDP in a bid to oust Tshwane Mayor Sylvia Brink and challenge the DA-led multi-party coalition. The four parties were aiming to remove Brink through a motion of no confidence set for tomorrow. The ANC has, however, withdrawn the motion for now after the DA brought an urgent court application to challenge the validity of the motion. Trade Union Solidarity says the proposed minimum wage will exacerbate the unemployment crisis. According to the union, nearly half of the population is unemployed. And Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero says the rugby match between the Springboks and the All Blacks will be a catalyst to bring back the Ellis Park precinct to its former glory. The match will be held at the Emirates Airline Park Stadium on Saturday.
This Jacka Business Minute is brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with Money Market Select Investment Account, offering up to 5.2% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Now for the latest business news, Antonio Senatore from Cartes and Capital has more.
Impala Platinum released annual results this morning, and the persistently low PGM Platinum Group metal prices are really negatively affecting them from an operational perspective. Sales volumes did increase by 16%, but this was negated by those lower PGM prices. Santam reported excellent half-year results this morning. They had a really strong underwriting cycle, and headline earnings per share were up by 35%.
A dollar is trading at R17.73, a euro R19.64, and a pound at R23.34. Gold's trading at $2,506.24 per fine ounce. Brent crude oil is trading at $77.99 per barrel. I'm Chanel September. More news at 7.
Be switched on for 80 minutes to counter anything that New Zealand throws at the world champions in Johannesburg on Saturday. The third round of the Rugby Championship is going to be happening at Ellis Park, and it's going to be the first time since the 2023 Rugby World Cup final in Paris, where the two teams meet, with a second meeting in Cape Town next weekend. In some football news, Napoli have signed Romelu Lukaku from Chelsea. The Serie A club announced this earlier today, ending the Belgium striker's extended period in limbo with the Blues. Lukaku's move to Napoli keeps him in Italy at his third club in as many years after loan spells at Inter Milan and Roma. In cricket news, Joe Root proved to be England's anchorman yet again as the wickets tumbled around him in the second test match against Sri Lanka at Lord's earlier today. The former captain reached 100 in the final session, helping England surpass the 250-run mark on day one. And later tonight, a special award to be presented at the 2024-25 UEFA Champions League draw ceremony in Monaco. Cristiano Ronaldo, the all-time leading scorer in the UEFA Champions League, will be honored with a special award from UEFA President Alexander Seferin in recognition of his remarkable legacy to the world's most prestigious competition. And speaking of prestige and competition and winning, tonight, of course, the South African Olympians, who have won medals for the country, will be honored and inducted into the South African Hall of Fame later tonight, right here at Monte Cassino. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Jacaranda FM. Jacaranda FM.
Go!
Jacaranda FM.